Parshas Vayetze.
Perkop Ches Pasuk Tes Zayin. The Pasuk states, Vayikat Yaakov Mishe Nasoi. Yaakov awoke from his sleep. Why is there a dogesh in the shin of Mishe Nasoi? We do pronounce it Mishe Nasoi because of the dogesh. The answer is, the word Mishe Nasoi is missing a letter nun. It should be Min Shinasai, from his sleep. The two words were combined to form one word, and the dogish is to compensate for the missing nun. Mishinasai. The shin has a shvono, and if you say Mishnasai without the dogish, and you make it a shvonoch, then the word means his learning. Perik Chavtes Psukim Vav and Tes. In Pasuk Vav, we read Vihine Rachel Bitoi Ba'a Im Hatzain, where the accent is on the Aleph, Ba'a. His daughter Rachel is coming with the sheep. Rashi tells us that the main accent of Ba'a is on the Aleph, Milira, since the verb is in the present tense, in the form of Hoiveh. However, in Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk states, V'Rachel Ba'a, and Rachel had come already. The main accent over there is on the Beis, Ba'a. The way this word is accentuated makes the difference in meaning of the word, so be careful if you are learning this Parsha. I would like to point out that there are many words in which the wrong accent alters the meaning of the word. This rule applies to all verbs in the categories of ayin vav and ayin yud. That means where the middle root letter is a silent vav or a silent yud, there is a difference in meaning depending on the pronunciation, such as Kama and Kama. Kama means the past, and Kama is the present. Shava, from the Sherish of Shuv, the difference between Shava and Shava is she returned. Shava, she is returning. In the word Shir, Shara means she sang, and Shara means she is singing. Perik Chavtes, Pasuk Yud. Pasuk states, Vayashk es tzoin Lavan, and Yaakov watered the sheep of Lavan. And in Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Pasuk states, Vayishak Yaakov Lirachel, and Yaakov kissed Rachel. The question is, are the words Vayashk and Vayishak from the same Shoyrish? The answer is no. In the Sefer Torah, both words look alike and are spelled exactly the same. Since there are no Nekudos in the Sefer Torah, one can easily confuse the two since they appear in two consecutive psukim. The Shoyrish of Vayashk is Shin Kuf Hei. The word in this form is from the Binyan Hifil, and we would conjugate the word in the Avar beginning with Hishkesi, I gave someone else to drink, or I watered something. Hifil is the causative Binyan. The word Vayishak is from the Shoyrish Nun Shin Kuf. This verb is from Binyan Kal. In the Yovar we say Noshakti. There is a missing nun. In the word Vayishak, the nun of the Shorish is dropped in the future tense and is compensated by a Dogesh Chazak in the Shin. Vayishak. What we actually do is lengthen the sound of the Shin. The Dogesh Chazak is there in order to tell us that we lengthen the sound of the shin. Vayishak. Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Vatoimer Leo Bo God. And Leah said, good luck has come. So she called his name God. The words Bo and God is an example of a Kriyan Ksiv, a word that's spelled one way but pronounced differently. We read it as two words, Bo, God, good luck has come. As Rashi states, Bo, Mazal Toiv. Rashi also quotes the Medrash Agoda that the word Bo, God, implies Shenoilad Mohul, that he was born circumcised. See Rashi for that pshat. Rashi also comments that according to these explanations, he does not know why Bo and God is written as one word, doesn't understand the ksiv written as one word. According to the next pshat in Rashi, though, the word Bo God is one word, meaning you have betrayed me. The word Bogad in Binyan Kal means to betray. Who Bogad? He betrayed me. Leah said, Kishebosa El Shivchasi, when you came to my maidservant, Kiish Shebogad Be'eshes Ne'urim, it was like a man who betrayed the wife of his youth. So this would be the pshat according to the Ksiv. Perek Chof Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Ve'enei Le'or Rakois. The eyes of Le'or were tender and weak. The question is, why were they weak? The Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Kuf Chof Gimel states that because Le'or was afraid that she would marry Esav. Similarly, when the Pasuk states by Yaakov Ve'enei Yisrael Kavadu Mizoiken, when the eyes of Yaakov became weak, it was because he saw Beruach HaKodesh that Yerovam ben Nevat and Achav would descend from him. These are the words of the Baal HaTurim. The Ibn Ezra quotes a Ben Ephraim, whom he really didn't respect and probably was from the Karoim. The Ben Ephraim said that the word Rakois is missing an Aleph, and its meaning is Arukois, long. Her eyes were long. The Ibn Ezra says that it is he who is missing an Aleph. What does that mean? There are two interpretations as to what the Ibn Ezra meant. The first interpretation is that the Ibn Ezra referred to him in an insulting way as the son of cows. If you take away the Aleph of his name, what remains is Purim, Ben Purim. Another interpretation is Aleph, or Aleph, also means wisdom, and therefore the Ben Ephraim lacks Chochmah, he lacks wisdom. Shehu Choser Limud L'Shoyin HaKodesh. However, in truth, Chazal does darshan this word, Arukois, but not in the way the Ben Ephraim did. The Gemara had difficulty with the pshat that Leah's eyes were weak or tender or teary, because it's not conceivable that the Torah should convey to us in such a negative way, such a negative fact about Leah. The lashon of the Gemara is Efshar b'gnois behema temeyo lo dibe hakosuv diksiv min habehema hatahira umin habehema asher einena tahira. The Torah did not use the word temeyo, and specifically used three words. So, is it possible that the Torah talks about the shortcomings of a righteous person and wanting to convey something negative? Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Elo Omar Rabbi Elozar, Shematin Noiseho Arukois. Leah's gifts were longer or larger. What does that mean? This means that the brachos bestowed upon the Bnei Leah were greater than those of the brachas of the Bnei Rachel. For it was Leah, it was from Leah, that the great dynasty of Koyanim and Leviim descended. They were the ones who served in the Beis HaMikdash and from whom David HaMelech descended, namely from Shevet Yehuda. Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Chav Aleph. Pasuk states, Hava es ishti. Hava, where the accent is on the vays, being milra. Question is, why in Parshas Noach do we say Hava mil'el? Look at Parshas Noach, where you see twice the words Hava nilbeno levenim, where the accent is on the hay, and Hava neirida, where the accent is mil'el. The answer is, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov answers that the word Hava generally is mil'el. However, here, since the next word is S, a groinus, and the word Hava and S are connected b'tamim, so therefore the Aleph had the koyach, the power, to pull the stress from the hay to the vays. Perek Chav Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin. The Pasuk states, V'rochel ha-yisa yifas toyar v'yifas mar'eh. The question is, why the first word is yifas with a shva under the yud, and the second one, v'yifas, there is a chirik under the vav and nothing under the yud. The yud was dropped. The answer is that the word is yifas. There should be a shiva under the yud. However, when we add to a word that originally had a yud with a yud shiva is, like yifas, the vav that is added, this vav hachibur, that becomes v, causes that the shiva drops from the yud. Yifas becomes V-fas. We have similar examples are Yehuda. Yehuda, if you add a vav to the beginning, it becomes V-huda. We do not say V-Yehuda, we say V-huda. The word Yerushalayim becomes V-Rushalayim. We do not say V-Yerushalayim, we say V-Rushalayim. The word yidei, the hands of, we say v-day, not v-yidei, v-day, as in v-day Moshe kvedim. The word lidei, v'loy lidei chet, v'loy lidei chet. Not only doesn't the yud have a shva under there, but the actual accent of the word is on the lamed, v'loy lidei chet. Usually the accent would be lidei, but since chet is a one-syllable word, it has the power to push back the syllable to the lamed. It's a nasoig achor, and in davening we read v'loy lidei chet. Perek Chav Tes, Psukim Lamed Dalid and Lamed Hey. In Pasuk Lamed Dalid, the Pasuk states, Al Kain Koro Shemoi Levi. And in Pasuk Lamed Hey, the Pasuk reads, Al Kain Koro Shemoi Yehuda. Koro is a Lashon Zachor. Koro is a Lashon Nekeva. You must be careful by Yehuda to read the word clearly. Koro. She named him. Rashi explains why by the naming of each son the Lashon is Vatikra or Kara'a, Lashon Nekeva, that she named. But by Levi it is a Lashon Zachor, Kara. Rashi quotes a Medrash explaining that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the Malach Gavriel to bring the child to him, and he called the child Levi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Levi the 24 Matanois Kuhuna, and since Gavriel accompanied the child with the gifts, he named him Levi. Perek Lamed, Pasuk Aleph. V'im ayin meisa anoichi. Rachel saw that she had not borne children to Yaakov, so she became envious of her sister, and she said to Yaakov, "Give me children, and if not, I am dead." Meisa anoichi, which actually means I am considered as if I am dead. From here, the Gemara teaches that mi she'ein loy bonim shechoshuv kemeis. The word in this pasuk is meisa milra. The question is, if one says meisa with the accent on the mem instead of meisa, does one change the meaning of the word? The answer is yes. The word meisa in this pasuk is a verb in the present tense. I am dead. I am considered like I am dead. The word meisa on the mem is a verb in the past tense. Meisa on the mem means she had already died in the past. As in Parshas Vayechi, pasuk states, "Va'ani b'voyimi padon meisa olai Rochel." Over there, you must be careful to put the accent on the mem. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Lamed He. The Pasuk states, Ki loy uchal lokum miponecha, ki derech noshim li. Rachel says to her father, "Do not be angry at me that I cannot get up for you, since I have a womanly period." The word loy is written with both a vav and an aleph. The question is, why? Why is the word loy written with both a vav and an aleph? It should be one or the other. Lamed aleph, loy with an aleph means no or can't. Loy with a vav means to him. Therefore, the Baal HaTurim answers that there are actually two messages here. The first, loy with an aleph, means I cannot stand for you, loy, no, I cannot stand for you, father, because of the avodah zarah, the trofim that you have. But for any other man, I am able to rise. And the lamed with a vav means for him, for somebody else. For him I can stand, and for you I cannot. Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Ches, Vatikra Shemoi Yisachar or Yisaschar. That is the question. And Leah named his son Yisachar or Yisaschar. Yaakov came back from the field in the evening, and Leah greeted him and said, "Ki sachar sechartiha beduda e bini." Rashi explains, "Nosati l'Rachel schara, I have given Rachel her fee with the dudaim. Therefore, she named him Yisachar." The name Yisachar or Yisaschar is an example of a kri uksiv, read one way, but written in a different way. The ksiv, the writing or the spelling, is with a double sin, but the pronunciation is with one sin, as if it were spelled Yisachar. However, this is a difficult topic. There are many minhagim, many shitais, as how to read his name and how the name is pronounced. Therefore, you should follow the minhag of your shul in which you are learning. One of the reasons given for not pronouncing the second sin of Yisachar is because Yisachar had a son who was named Yoiv. Yisachar named one of his sons Yoiv, Yud Vav Veiz. And according to the Medrash, Yoiv was the name of an ancient avodah zarah. And when Yoiv learned about the existence of the avodah zarah, he complained to his father about his name. So Yisachar took a letter from his own name and renamed his son Yashuv. Instead of Yoiv, He put the shin in there, and he was named Yashuv. And his own name became Yisachar without the second sin. I personally, Lane, and I say Yisachar. There's actually a dagesh in the sin, even reading it with one sin. If you take a look at the sin after the Yud, there is a dagesh there, dagesh chazak, because it comes after a tenua katana, and that is the rule of dagesh chazak. And the purpose of dagesh chazak is to lengthen or double the sound of that letter. So actually, in effect, what I am doing is getting those two sins in through the back door and being mekayim the halacha of dagesh chazak. So the word is Yisachar, employing the din of dagesh chazak. However, you follow the minig of Yoshua.